This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why, hello there, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. And I hope everyone's doing well out there. I'm doing fantastic. You know what I just drank? I just drank coffee. So you know I'm ready to rock and roll, y'all. I got my coffee. I'm ready to provide you guys those streams. And I also had something a little special with my coffee this morning. I had a Yoo-Hoo. Yeah, you know that chocolate drink? I am a child at heart when it comes to what I eat. I can eat mac and cheese, Chef Boyardee, that I season up some. I'm not a savage, all right? And some Yoo-Hoo. I freaking love Yoo-Hoo. Do not come at me and talk and smack about my Yoo-Hoo. That is my drink. That is my shit. I have loved it since I was a child. I love it now. That's my hot take for the podcast right there. It's going to be Yoo-Hoos are amazing. Come prove me wrong. Now, it's not better than chocolate milk, or at least a good chocolate milk, right? There are some chocolate milks that Yoo-Hoo is better than, right? The kind of the middling, the low-end chocolate milks. I will take a Yoo-Hoo any day. But I don't know if y'all have heard of the chocolate milk called Promised Land. Promised Land chocolate milk is like drinking chocolate ice cream. It's absolutely ridiculously amazing. If you have it in your local grocery stores, go check it out. This is not an ad. I'm just legitimately loving chocolate milk. I'm going on a little tangent here. I just wanted to talk about Yoo-Hoo for a minute, but then I started talking about chocolate milk. So you're welcome. You're welcome for the chocolate milk analysis, but Yoo-Hoos are the shit. All right, y'all. So thank y'all for listening. I really hope y'all enjoying the program. If you are not enjoying the program, let me know. Go to Twitter, at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. Give me a follow. Give me a shout out. Criticize me. Hate me. Love me. Tell me I'm doing a great job. Tell me you love the sound of my voice. Do you listen to me as you go to sleep at night? Is that what you do? Let me know. That's not a problem. Might be a little creepy, but it's okay. That's fine. I will take the views. However, even if it's from the creepy person that just loves to hear my voice, the soothing sound of it. It's amazing as I talk about pitcher streams, right? Right? I'm like the Morgan Freeman of fantasy baseball. Is that what I am? Yes, yes, no, not so much. Okay, cool. Alrighty, y'all. So go follow me there. Let me know what's going on at PaulW_34. And then you can go to Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball. Follow us there at Ethos Fantasy BB, at Ethos Fantasy BB, to catch up with all the content and get all the information that we put out and we produce to help you win your league. Alrighty, y'all, go follow us there, and let's give a shout out to Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA, and NHL playoff stats. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the game is being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE. That's Believe, B-L-E-A-V, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Alrighty, y'all know the drill. I'm going to get into today's streams real quick, just real brief, give you a quick recap. If you need more info, listen to the previous day's podcast, yesterday's podcast. And then after that, I will dive into tomorrow's streams. It is a shallow game tomorrow, so this should be a moderately brief podcast. All right. Today's streams, just a brief recap. And of course, as always, 65% are rostered in under, so I can include some of you 10-teamers out there, some of you shallower leagues that are looking for streams. I'll have you covered. Taj Bradley, he is a add and keep. You're going to stream him, and you're going to keep him. This is a man that I don't want to talk about as a stream for the rest of the season. He needs to be added. Ben Lively, I think he is an okay 12-team play. He's got a solid matchup with the Angels. Casey Mize is a 15-team play. He's a risky 12-team volume play on Sunday if you need the volume, especially those head-to-heads. Michael Wacha against the Rays, he is a solid 12-team play against the Rays, especially in those head-to-heads where you need some final Sunday volume. Reed Detmers, he's a lefty against the Guardians. Guardians destroy lefties, fade him to 15 teams, but you're going to hold him because the upside is there. Sean Manaea against the Giants, he is a 15-team play for sure, but a 12-team volume play at best there. That's kind of the best situation I would use Manaea. Alrighty. Let's get into tomorrow's streams. Starting with Cole Irvin against Boston. They're 15th in the league against lefties in WRC+. So they are a solid offense. They're not like a great offense against lefties. But you know what? They're good enough for me to kind of give a pause on Cole Irvin, even though some of the numbers on Cole Irvin are fairly interesting. He does have a 16.4% strikeout rate. That's kind of ugly, but he does have a 4.4% walk rate. His 3.15 ERA backed up with an xFIP that's a little higher than that, 4.06. But when you got a starter that has an xFIP at 4.06, against a lot of teams, that could be a solid stream. But against the Red Sox, it might not be all that great. This is a guy that if you're in a head-to-head league, I think it's too early to play someone like Cole Irvin, because he very well just might destroy your ERA and WHIP so bad so early in the week. So he might be a little bit too early for that kind of situation. But on your roto leagues, I think he can be an okay 12-team league option today, kind of depending on your team build, because he does have a 27.6% CSW and that's okay, right? He does have a 7.8% swing and strike rate. That is not okay. But he's been excellent as a starter. He does have 0 earned runs and 3 total starts. And in those last 3 starts, he's got at least 5 2/3 innings and has allowed 2 earned runs or less. The expected slugging on his pitch mix is okay, right? The curveball's 4.06. The changeup is 4.07. The cutter is 373. The sinker is 365. You know, last year's average slugging percentage in the majors was 414. So those numbers are all at least slightly below or a little more than below average against him. So those are some okay numbers there, right? So I think Cole Irvin is a better stream against a lot of offenses than he might get some credit for. However, against the Red Sox, he's a bit of a risky one. In Roto 12-team leagues, I guess I won't call him a total fade. I can see the argument to why you would start him. So if you want to go with Cole Irvin, I'm not going to necessarily be aggressive in talking you out of it, but I'm also not going to be that aggressive in talking you into it either. Do what you will with Cole Irvin. It is hard when you got these kind of solid to okay pitchers going up against solid to okay offenses. It is kind of, it's awkward. It's weird because you're sitting there going, well, you know, you can see where it can be good, but you can also see where it can blow up in your face. So it just depends on how risk averse you are. I'm pretty risk averse. I'm especially early in my head-to-heads. I'm going to be staying off a lot of these guys early in my head-to-heads. In my roto leagues, I'm going to be careful about blowing up my ERA and WHIP in my roto leagues. But at the same time, sometimes you got to risk it for the biscuit. You got to kind of take a look at your team build, kind of take a look at where you are in the standings and say, well, you know, I could really use a slight bump in this, or you need to kind of create another injured player in the aggregate. So, you know, it's a tough call, and I'm here to help you, guide you, and tell you the risk and the faults of playing them and the positives to it. All right, Cooper Criswell. He is Cole Irvin's counterpart as he faces the Orioles offense. The Orioles are 16th in WRC plus against righties. So that is, you know, they're a solid offense, right? The Orioles are a solid offense. But Cooper Criswell has been a pretty solid pitcher. He has a 2.86 ERA with a 3.27 xFIP. That's pretty good. He does have a really good strikeout rate at 23.9%, a good walk rate at 5.6%, and a CSW to back it up at 30.6%. Here is kind of the downfall with Criswell. First of all, he just got to 100 pitches, his second to last start out. So he has been stretched out some, but he only went 70 or so pitches the last time out, and he got rocked on the sweeper. He also only has a 10% swinging strike rate, which means that the strikeout rate might be a bit high. It might be negatively regressing, but the CSW does give me some hope for it. But the swinging strike rate at 10.1% means he's not really missing a whole lot of bats. But the expected slugging on some of his pitches have been pretty solid. The sinker expected slugging is 389, and the changeup is 324. So you know he has good success on those pitches, but the sweeper is the one that gets him into trouble. As expected slugging at 465, and that gives me a little bit of pause, because he does throw the sweeper a good amount and it's getting rocked, and he hasn't really been executing it all that well. So if he's going to insist on having it, then you know what, Criswell, I want to see you spotting it a little bit better. It keeps getting rocked, bro. So you know, either throw the sinker, changer more, or do something. Because it's getting rocked. And I would also like to see Criswell to start missing some bats as well. That 10% swinging strike rate is awfully uninspiring. But you know what? The CSW is there. The walk rate, strikeout rate, the xFIP are all real good numbers. So he's definitely a solid 15 team play today. He is a meh to okay 12-team play. Again, a little early in the week to be risking it for me in those head-to-heads. I think he can be an okay Roto League play for you guys on these daily change leagues, just because I think that, you know, he does have a good xFIP. He does have a good strikeout rate and a low walk rate. The CSW is there. So I think there's a decent chance he does well against Baltimore. Might be a little risky because that sweeper expected slugging is a little high. But, you know, it's, you know, that's, I guess that is kind of the world of streams. You're going to have to take on some risk and know that it might blow up in your face. So I can understand where some of y'all would want to stream Criswell to try to give you a little boost in those Roto Leagues, especially if you feel like you really, really need it.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Alec Marsh, 26% owned. He has the Twins, and I think this is a solid 12-team play. The Twins are 17th in the league in WRC+, 17th in the league in WRC+ against righties. There we go. All righty. They also have the 10th highest strikeout rate against righties. So I think that there's some decent upside for Marsh here. He has a 20.6% strikeout rate. That's not all that great, but it's also not all that bad. He has a 6.9% walk rate, which is pretty solid. He does back it up with a nice 12.2% swing and strike rate, a good 28.6% CSW. He got 7 whiffs on his fastball last time out. He's leaving it. He's attacking the top of the zone with it. In 4 games this year, he has a 13% swing and strike rate in individual games. He has shown the ability to miss bats. He has shown the ability to get the whiffs and have nice strikeout potential. He has a 2.72 ERA, but the xFIP is kind of ugly at 4.12. But against the Twins, I think it's okay. He's got good expected slugging. It's his 4-seamer and his slider at 2.55 and 3.94 respectively. Even the xWOBAs or xWOBAs against them are pretty good, 2.36 and 2.79. But you know what? The curveball concerns me. It's interesting. That heat map, the pitch map, on Baseball Savant showing where the pitches are being thrown, the curveball has 2 hot spots, one right down the middle of the plate and one nice and tidy one at the bottom. So as a result, he has an expected batting average on the curveball of 211. He has been able to keep it down in the zone pretty well, but he also too often does he leave it up, and thus he has an expected slugging of 447 against it. So that's kind of an odd discrepancy there, right? You got a very low expected batting average of 211, but the expected slugging is really high at 487. So if he can, of course, keep it down, it'll be fine. Alrighty, y'all. Let is going into the last stream of the day. Told y'all it was going to be pretty quick. With a short slate of games is Gavin Stone. And as always with Gavin Stone, you're here for the win chance because some of the numbers are a bit uninspiring. He is 47% rostered. And guys, you know I love you. You know I love you. And I want to bring you in close. I want to tell you nice and easy. After this start, if you so choose, Mackenzie Gore is around the same rostership as Gavin Stone. That's just wrong. That's just wrong, y'all. If you're sitting there with Gavin Stone on your team and Mackenzie Gore is on your waiver wire, why are you even playing fantasy baseball? Like, why are you even listening to me? You are disrespecting me if you have Gavin Stone on your roster and Mackenzie Gore is available. So, no. Bad manager. That's a real bad manager. You know Cartman with the bad Mr. Kitty? Well, you're a bad manager, all right? You need to drop Stone and get Mackenzie Gore. That is insane. Those roster ships shouldn't be the same. And I said the same thing with James Paxton. I think James Paxton, also in the Dodger rotation, is also rostered similarly to Mackenzie Gore. That's insane. That's insane. So do me a favor, just pause the podcast if you have Gavin Stone in your roster and go see if Mackenzie Gore is available, because they have very similar roster ship numbers, and that just gives me an aneurysm, guys. Y'all are gonna make me just lose my ever loving mind. Just God Jesus, 47% on Gavin Stone and Mackenzie Gore was right around 50%. That's insane. All right. Gavin Stone, you're here for the win chance. He has the Mets. They are 9th in WRC plus against righties, so they're a little bit better of an offense than a lot of people give them credit for. Stone has a 3.60 ERA, a 4.27 xFIP. The strikeout rate isn't all that great at 16.3%, and the walk rate is at 8.1%. That's also not super great. It's also not super terrible, right? But he does have a 12.4% swing and strike rate. So there is some strikeout upside with Gavin Stone there that he hasn't quite tapped into. Again, I think this is someone who's too early to risk in head-to-heads because I think there is a good chance that the ERA and WHIP explode. But if you are in a 15-team league, in a roto league, and you need some wins, and you kind of want to go for the win chance, then Gavin Stone is not a bad option. He does have excellent hard hit and barrel rates against him. He has a high chase rate on his pitches. And also the exit velocity against him has been pretty low. So there is some basis for Stone to have some success and keep the ERA and WHIP down. But the Mets offense being ninth in WRC plus against righties, they might be overperforming a little bit, but that does make Gavin Stone a little risky. I think that Gavin Stone's a decent win chance today in this 15-team leagues. He's a bit of more of a risky 12-team play, and I'm digging it's a little bit too early in head-to-head, especially in 12 teams, but 15 teamers, go for it. Alrighty, you guys, thank y'all so much for joining me. It has been a fun ride doing the podcast. Again, reach out to me, let me know what you think. Was I right? Was I wrong? Be my devil's advocate, be my friend, all that lovely stuff. We can do that on the Twitter @PaulW_34, @PaulW_34. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball @EthosFantasyBB. That's @EthosFantasyBB. And as always, this episode has been brought to you by Bet Online. Thank y'all for joining me. Have a great day.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.